Since the infamous kidnapping of 276 girls from a school in Chibok, Borno State in 2014 by Islamic militant group Boko Haram, school attacks and kidnapping have steadily increased. They have had a chilling effect on education in Nigeria. Many parents are afraid to send their children to school, and some schools have been forced to close, especially in the northwest and northeast. National Coordinator of Nigeria Parents Forum, Munde Eze, decried the continuous kidnapping of students and sometimes teachers for ransom.
Security is a national challenge to Nigeria. It is no longer anything about Northeast. It is general. Everywhere in Kaduna, in Owerri, in Ebonyi, in Rivers, we have seen students kidnapped on their way to school. Sometimes by bandits, sometimes by ordinary kidnappers, sometimes by these people that sell children. So it is a general problem. It's not restricted to any part of the country. And it is a serious problem affecting everybody in this country and every family.
Eze says he has reservations about the way security is being handled in the country. He calls on Nigerian authorities to expedite a lasting solution to the matter. According to a report released by Save the Children International, about 1,683 school children were kidnapped across Nigeria between February 2014 and December 2022. 41 students have been kidnapped under the administration of President Tinubu, even though some of the captives have been rescued. Professor Barclays Ayakoroma is the acting vice chancellor of the University of Africa, Tororua, in Bayelsa State.
It's quite unfortunate, especially in the northern part of the country. The security challenges are enormous, and it has affected education in the area, in the sense that children are afraid to go to school because you never can tell when kidnappers will attack. So people are living in palpable fear, which is not the best for the educational system.
He says if not quickly checked, the situation could discourage some students from continuing with their studies. Some schools and campuses have employed vigilantes armed with local weapons, but this has often proved ineffective against the heavily armed bandits. David Okoro is a security expert and chief security strategist at the International Institute for Security and Governance Studies in Abuja.
The government of Nigeria had quietly developed a national plan on safe schools. That plan was designed by a team from the military, the security services, the Ministry of Education, other stakeholders, and myself. I did play a lead role in the development of that document. So right now, that document, the implementation have commenced very gradually. The plan is based on what we call the whole society approach to school security.
He says the philosophy of whole society approach is taken from the African adage that says it takes the whole village to bring up a child. So he says that means every child, whether in formal or informal places of learning, should be protected. President Tinubu's government has pledged to secure schools and prevent future kidnappings. However, the promise had yet to materialize, leaving Nigerians anxiously waiting for results. For VOA News, from Abuja, Nigeria.